Dímelo, mi gente. Welcome to a funky, fresh, new episode of the Mommy Teaches Podcast. This is episode 41, and I am your host, Eileen Carter Campos, a.k.a. City Girl Gone Country, a.k.a. Brooklyn Girl, a.k.a. Mommy Teaches. A lot of a.k.a.s, right? I'm coming to you with a fresh, new episode. I can't believe that it is officially December. Crazy. I cannot believe it. The shopping craze is on, but that's definitely not for me. I am so not into shopping. I just rather shop online. I can't deal with the attitudes, the fast pacedness. So I rather just, you know, shop online. I also find that a lot of people forget the reason for the season, and I'm not about that life. I see some crazy things, guys, of people running around, and that just ain't me. So I'm wishing you all an amazing week. This weekend I had an amazing weekend. As always, I always live in the moment, guys. I think that is so important. We saw the Nutcracker, the Four Realms. Amazing, great story behind it. Don't want to give away anything, but a great moral behind it. Last night we saw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then I had and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it's a classic. And I think it's just so, so important that the message behind it as well, the importance of being unique and being different. And not everybody has to accept you, right? So that was another great that I watched this weekend. And then as I was at the supermarket, I ran into this young man. He had to be about 19, 20. And his hair was amazing. Like, the color was popping. And so I complimented him on it because I do compliment people. I go up to people. I would sit there and I would talk with you and have a whole conversation. That's me. I'm never, ever shy. And he told me about the color, and I was like, oh my goodness, I just cut my son's hair to get it all one length. And I just think that it's just so great to be able to make that statement. And he was like, oh my God, I wish you were my mom, because my parents hate it. And then I went on to show him a picture of my youngest and showed him that he's 9 years old, and reminded him that it's so important to be your unique self. And I embrace that, and I pride myself on allowing my children to do so. I also shared that, you know, I let my son get his ears pierced. That's what he wanted. You know, some people frown upon it. I could give zero you know what's. I just feel that, again, you have to allow your children to be who they are and embrace your own unique self. So I think this episode with Christy Osoria leads me, it's a perfect segue. It's a perfect segue because that is what Christy is talking about. She's talking about the importance of loving yourself, that self-love, the body positivity, and how we should love ourselves any way, shape, or form. And so I just thought it was just so fit. It was fitting for this weekend that I went to go see the Nutcracker in the Four Realms, the moral behind that story, last night watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and then speaking to a kid in the supermarket and talking about his colored hair. And I think, again, that having Christy on during this episode was the perfect timing, because that's exactly what she discussed. Christy is an amazing human being. I think she is the longest podcast we've had up to date. If I could have, I would have kept on speaking to Christy for hours. She's absolutely amazing. She is so inspirational, so confident, so gung-ho on women and supporting women and having women stand in their truth, that it literally gave me chills. When you listen, you're going to learn a little bit more about me. And Christy just does that. Christy pulls you in and makes you feel so comfortable to be able to talk about some of your self-love issues and your body positivity issues. So I hope you stick with us throughout this podcast episode. Let us know what you think. Let us know maybe what you didn't like. give us some feedback, share it with the world, because Christy is one that you should be sharing. We need a friend like Christy in our lives. So Christy Osoria, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to cry on this episode, for allowing me to share my truth on this episode, and for really being a stand for women and showing that it's okay to love yourself any way, shape, or form that you are. So stay tuned to this episode and don't forget to show Christy Osoria some love after you listen. Stay tuned.
Hello?
Christy!
Oh, I'm so excited!
My BX girl, what's up?
What's going on? Oh my goodness. I was like, oh my God, it's taking forever because this thing was downloading. And I was like, ah!
Don't be fooled by the marks that I got. I'm still Christy from the block.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's you, girl. Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you. Thank you so much for making time out of your busy schedule. Girl, you a superstar.
Oh my goodness, no, don't.
Founder of CEO of My Curves, your podcast, your amazing podcast that is so uplifting, is the Christy Osoria Show.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And your website is CEO of My Curves .bigcartel.com, correct?
Correct. Yes. That's my store website for CEO of My Curves. I have a couple of stuff there that I have started and like mugs and shirts and all that other stuff. So yeah, CEO of My Curves. Woof.
Thank you for having me on your show, first of all.
Yes. Oh my God. It was so great.
Wasn't it fun? It's like, this is like a double dose, right? It's so much fun.
It is. It was so exciting. And I'm so excited today.
Girl, I have so many questions for you. I'm super proud of you. You did the real catwalk. Oh, Christy, girl, you gave me chills. And we didn't, I guess because I was on your show that we didn't get into it. Uh-huh. But girl, I want to dig in. So. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm not going to touch on that first. What I want the listeners to know is, who is Christy Osoria?
Yes. So, okay. So, my name is Christine Osoria. Christine is short as a nickname I've been given since I was a child. Born and raised in the Bronx. Lived in Yonkers for a couple of years. Until like when I met Lewis, we stood in Yonkers. And now I am currently living in Pennsylvania. So yes, it's been quite a journey these past couple of years. I am a mother. I am a self-love advocate. I'm a mother of three. I'm a wife. I'm a self-love advocate. I am also a women's transformational coach. I love fitness. I love food. I love to dance. And I am just like a woman, like, honestly, a Bronx girl, just doing it all as much as I can.
Girl, you doing it. Yeah. You are damn near doing it. I was showing you off to my kids. I was showing you off to my husband. I was like, look at my friend. What don't we know about Christy already? Because I feel like we know so much about you, but there has to be something, Christy, that we don't know about you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, as excited as I can be, I could be really shy.
What?
Believe
Christy,
not, stop. Yes, I can.
Girl, you pulling my bun, girl.
No, for real. I could be really shy. I think the word is like an introvert every now and then. So, I'm energized. I like to call myself like an energized bunny because I'm always on the go. I'm always on the go, but like I do have my shyness, believe it or not. Like people have come up to me and I'm like, oh, I need to hide away now. And that's just a little bit of me. Like I'm still trying to overcome.
Really? What do you attribute that shyness to, Christy? And that wasn't even a question, girl, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even, you know, it's just, I guess because I now more than ever, so a lot of people started following me because of my fitness. I started working out 7 years ago, but like, I think like the more people are getting to know me, the more I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'm really putting myself out there. And I still get freaked out. You know what I mean? Like I'm a human, so I still get freaked out. But like, I don't know. I sometimes I do get shy and I like to hide away every now and then. Like, oh my, yes, I do. Because it's just, Sometimes I'm like, oh, honestly, and I'm coming to know that more about myself. Like, I sometimes feel like, oh, am I too much energy for someone? Yes. So to answer that question is, am I too much of energy for someone? Because I feel like, because people see me as this, you know, I could be really energized, and so like I kind of feel like they kind of expect that all the time from me. But I do like to hide away every now and then, because I am, you know, I do have my
We
moments.
all do, Christy.
So
Yes. And I love that you're so honest and real
yes.
about that. Of course, sometimes it's
Yes.
not so much of a good day and we're not energetic. I mean, I don't know if you saw the other day on my IG story, I literally was like crying, right? But and you
Yes,
have to show
yes.
people that because it's okay.
Yes, exactly. It's okay. And I'm coming to terms to that it's okay, right? It's okay to be
To not
okay.
be
It's
okay,
okay
yeah.
to share. Yes, exactly. It's okay to cry. It's okay to not have all these expectations that people have of you, of being so energized, of being so jolly. You know, I am positive majority of the time, but I do have my moments. So, you know, like I said, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I have like so many como se dice, jobs that I have to do. So it's like I have to learn how to balance it. And I do have my moments of crying, and I do have my moments of just like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to hide away and not be seen. So, and I've done that. I actually noticed that about myself, I'll be honest, like more and more last year, during a race that I was doing, because people have been following me so many years through my races. People were like screaming for me, and I'm like, I love it, but it's like I'm like, oh my God, I can't give you a hug right now, but you know, I have to be focused on my race. And I noticed that I just want to like hide away sometimes, and I need that moment to just be in my zone. And no disrespect, you know, no disrespect to anybody, but it's just like
It might be an
I
overwhelming
sometimes I just
feeling, Christy.
Yes. So, and I'm still learning how to balance all of that and with everything
Well,
that
you're
I'm
doing a
doing.
great job. Listen, you're doing
Oh,
an amazing job. How was
thank
CEO of My Curves born?
Oh, okay. Yes, I love to share that story. So I'm gonna backtrack a lot
Okay, go
here.
ahead.
So I
Yes,
hope
go ahead.
everyone, so 7 years ago, okay, CEO of My Curves originally started, I'll be honest, 3 years ago, after the pregnancy of my third son, with my third child, my son. So I have two girls and one boy. So during when I was pregnant, I felt like my son was giving me this message, like, Mom, you need to love yourself more, and you need to like cut the bullshit and really fucking embrace your body. Like honestly, like I felt like that's what the message that my son was giving me throughout my pregnancy. I became a mother prior to my son 3 years ago. I'm 31 now. So I had my son, what,
Girl, you a
29 or
youngin'. Look
something?
at you. Doing it
Yes.
big and
I
young.
had yes. At 19, I had my first daughter.
Wow.
So yes. So I've at 19 I had my first daughter. So I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna backtrack. So I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was a size 6'7", right? I was young, 19. I was with Lewis since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
And I became pregnant at 19. And I remember being so scared about all the changes that my body was going to go through. I remember, like, I was like, I'm a size 6, and I'm going to gain all this weight, right? Because obviously during pregnancy and in the Latino community, they tell you, oh, you know, you're eating for two, and you know, you're going to gain so much weight and all this other stuff, all these things that they try to put on you and all this fear that they put on you. So sure
So
enough,
wait, Christy, did you think at a size 6 you were big already? Because I almost heard that from you, did I not?
At a size 6, I thought I was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so at a size 6 and 4, I thought I was pretty perfect at 19, right? And when I got pregnant, all I thought about was how much gain I'm going to weight. How much weight I'm going to
Yes.
gain throughout my pregnancy. So I did. I gained about 60 pounds for my first pregnancy. Sure enough, a year and a half after I gave birth to my daughter, I got pregnant again with my second daughter. And I gained another, so I didn't even lose the first pregnancy weight when I already was pregnant again. And I think I gained, I went from my both pregnancies, I went from 130 to almost 200 pounds. So total, what, 70 pounds in total? So I gained about 70 pounds within both daughters. After my pregnancy, and I'm pretty sure so many women can relate, your body goes through like all these changes and you just don't know how to even like, I felt for me, like I didn't know how to even accept it. Because not only did I gain weight, not only did I have stretch marks, not only did my boobs have all these veins, not only were my I used to have perky boobs, now they're not so perky anymore. You understand? My thighs, you know, my thighs got bigger, my hips got bigger. So my body went through so many changes. And the thing is that no one really spoke to me about loving your body and self-love, right? So, and when I had my daughters, I was going to school and I was working full time. And I was actually getting ready for my graduation. This was around 2011, I believe. I was getting ready for my college at graduation. And I remember going into the fitting room, getting re looking for a dress for my graduation because I'm graduating college after doing it all, after going to work and stuff with my kids. And I remember walking into, I believe it was like Express or something, and I couldn't find anything to wear. And I was so depressed. And I was so depressed because I kept visioning myself a size six, but I was really like a size 12 and above. And I didn't want to accept that,
And mind
right?
you, there's nothing even freaking wrong with a size 12,
There's
but here's the stigma.
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
So sad. Go ahead, Christy. Gosh, you're giving me like a knot in my throat as I hear this. Go ahead.
So, and there's nothing wrong with me either. But the thing is that because I was a size six for so many years, and I will talk about my childhood as well. I was size six. I felt like a size six was just perfect, and I couldn't be above a size 12, and I couldn't be a size 16. I couldn't be a size 1X. So I remember walking out of Express, and I was with Lewis at the time, my husband, and I said, where the mall that I was at had the store Fashion to Figure, and it said plus size. Now, the word itself scared me. I'll be honest, the word itself scared me because I said I cannot be plus size. Like I, you know, but little something in me told me to go in that store. But I told myself I cannot be plus size. Like how the hell did I become plus size? You know, I can't be this big girl, whatever. Again, there's nothing wrong with the size that you are, but this is my mindset, right? This was what's going on, and this was what's going on within me. And I remember, I mean, I bought a dress from Fashion to Figure. Even though in that fitting room, I started crying. And I even cried leaving that store, even though I found two dresses that I could wear for graduation. And Louis, my husband's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "I can't believe I'm so fucking fat and
Oh
ugly."
my God.
And
Christy, you're gonna make me
yes.
cry.
Oh, no, Eileen, no, don't cry. And I remember telling him, I'm like, "I'm ugly." And I
Oh.
remember even asking my husband, like, "Why are you
Oh
even
my
with
God,
me?"
Christy, you're killing
Yes.
me.
Yes. And you know, and this the thing is that I mean, like, nobody wants to talk about this.
Never.
Nobody wants to talk about the stuff that actually goes in when you're in the fitting room or when you are
Yeah.
married or when you after you give birth. Nobody wants to talk
No.
about this. You understand? So I remember like leaving the store and I was so pissed. I was so mad at life and I was so mad at myself for even gaining this weight. I was mad at God. I was
And
mad
what
at
did your
everything to
husband
think
say,
of to
Christy?
do.
Because you know, I think men are oblivious. You know why? Because they don't have to go through that, man. I feel like when they
Yes,
gain weight, it's
exactly.
like, oh, you got a beer belly, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Women's still gonna find you sexy
Yes.
where us women. So what did he say at that moment when you said, I feel I'm fat and ugly?
You know, my husband was never agreed to it. He was like, "Christy, you're beautiful.
Oh
Christy, what are you
gosh, God
talking
bless
about?"
him. Give that
Like
man a
he,
hug for me.
yes, like, yeah, oh, I will. And I give him a hug all the time, honestly, because like he has made me realize that no matter what size and shape I am, like he has always been there through me. He's been through my depression. He's been through the times when I call myself all these ugly names. And he has literally hugged me no matter what, loved me no matter what. But you see, I wasn't seeing that. I was not seeing that love that he was giving me because I was so focused on the hate and love within myself. So even though my husband was giving me love and pouring me love all those years that I felt like I wasn't ugly, I didn't see that
Right, you
inside
didn't
of
love
me. You
yourself the way
understand?
you were, and that's the main thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I remember, now this was 2011. In 2011, right after graduation, I had made a commitment to myself to work out. And I had a minute commitment myself. I was like, I'm gonna lose the weight and I'm gonna fucking, drop all these pounds because I cannot be a plus size. I can't be plus size woman. Now I started working out and I started working out and I found a routine. Running happened to be like my therapy, and running happened to be my way of weight loss. I love running. I've done about I have three
Yes,
marathons
I've
under my
seen
belt.
it. Oh my God, I'm
Yes.
telling you, you're amazing, Christy. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm here to tell you, and the listeners are here to tell you that you're amazing, bitch. Okay, go ahead, keep going.
I have three marathons under my belt, and I have a couple of half marathons and 5Ks under
Holy
my belt.
shit.
Right? New York was actually my last one of last year, and I've taken a break since New York because I have goals for next year for 2019. But throughout those years of like I decided when I started to work out, I only visioned skinny and I visioned that I had to be skinny in order to be perfect. And I'm
Ain't
pretty
that a
sure so
bitch?
many people, yes, and I'm pretty sure so many people can relate. Like, we work out and we're like, oh, I want to be skinny and I want to lose this and I want to lose that. And if I'm not a size 2, then I'm not perfect. If I'm not a size 4, then I'm not perfect. Well, sure enough, I lost weight. I lost over 50 fucking pounds.
Wow.
Yes, and about it took me a long it took me a while, but
You
I
did it.
lost
Who the fuck
50
cares how long
pounds.
it
Yeah,
took
I
you?
still
You
did it.
did this shit.
Exactly. But there's still a but there. I remember this was 3 years ago, prior to me finding out I was pregnant with my son. I lost 50 pounds, and I was actually on that year, 2015, I was training for my first marathon, the Baltimore Marathon. And I remember going into the fitting room again. And now I have triggers. I used to have triggers with fitting room because of the way I visioned myself. I remember walking into the fitting room, getting ready to buy the stuff that I needed for for marathon day. I had to buy some, my outfit and whatever. It's going to be nice weather. I remember going in, and I believe I went from literally like an XL to a medium, right? And still in that fitting room, I didn't see the weight loss of a 15-pound girl. I still saw
The plus size girl.
the insecure girl who was a fashion figure. You understand?
It's all mindset, huh,
And
Christy?
it's all
Gotcha.
mindset. And I remember again, I'm like, everybody's telling me, like, oh my God, Christine, you look great. You lost over 50 pounds. That's amazing. I've gotten some amazing shout outs and all this other stuff. But in reality, I was still going back to that old feeling, that depressing feeling of, I was over 200 pounds. I still saw that woman. I still saw that in front of me. And I remember running my marathon, and it was an amazing marathon. But I was still upset with myself. Even though
Nothing
even though
wasn't
I
good
was
enough for
happy.
you.
Yes, exactly. Nothing was good enough. And it's like, why? Like, I went from literally a size 1X to a size
Wow.
four.
Oh
What
my
is,
God, girl.
yes. I said, what is going on here? What is going on here that I, for some reason, I cannot see the beauty within myself? And that's when I got pregnant again. For the third time. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I was scared. I was scared because I was gonna gain the weight back. And I was scared of what could happen throughout this pregnancy. And it's why I said from the beginning, I felt like my son throughout my pregnancy made me realize the beauty within my body and the beauty and what this body could do and how beautiful it is. regardless of size. I feel like God in the universe like had me get me pregnant again, because it wanted me to tell, like, I felt like it was telling me, listen, you're going to go through changes, and you're going to consistently go through changes. And now, even though you had your weight loss and you thought 50 pounds is going to make you happy, guess what? No, now we're going to shift it, because now you're going to really learn how to freaking love your body just the way it is, regardless of the size, regardless of the weight gain, regardless of everything. And that's how CEO of the Become My Curves kind of was born, through my pregnancy, through the transformation, through the 50 pound transformation to being pregnant. And now it's gone through workshops and all that other stuff.
Girl, you made me cry, because first of all, like you said, you know, in the Latino community, I find, you know, I went through my own weight issues again. And that's why I was sobbing here, because like when I was younger, I was, you know, I wasn't very heavy. But as I went through like my teen years or whatever, I remember like my, you know, my sister bothering me, calling me a fat pig. Calling me a whale. And I'm like, what is this? What is she talking about? But my sister was skinny. She was always la trigueñita bonita. Yo era, siempre era la gordita, la blanquita gordita. You know, I still, nothing, it didn't play around. It still didn't register in my head. And then I remember like one summer I went to Puerto Rico and my abuelita, God rest her soul, was like, tú estás gorda? And I was like, but what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? And then the next summer, I went back feeling like weird, like different, like what's wrong with me? And so I remember I had to be about 12 years old. I told my mom I wanted to be on Slim Fast. And then when I saw that Slim Fast wasn't working fast enough, I started to stick my finger down my throat. I started to, really? A lot of people don't know, Christy, and that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I feel like you share your story, but little do you know, you help others share their story, honey. And so I began sticking my finger down my throat, and it became very repetitive. It was something that I started to do. I didn't seek any help. My mother didn't even know that I was doing it. She thought that Slim Fast was helping me. And I did this for years until I met my husband at the age of 18, where he caught on to it. And he was like, what the fuck are you doing to yourself? And I was like, well, I'm fat. And he was like, no, you're not. He was like, you're not fat at all. He's like, and so what if you're fat? Like, what is the big deal? And I was like, but you don't understand my family.
Yeah. And funny that you know, you went back to childhood, because I also wanted to touch base in childhood.
And that's my question. Like, what was your childhood like? Yeah. Tell me, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. You see, I was always the big girl too. So I was always the big girl. I was actually called gorda for so many years.
I hate that word.
Yeah. Yes. I was called gorda for so many. That was that was my nickname. Besides Christy, my nickname was also gorda. So yeah. So, and I was not only gorda, but I was a really thick girl too. So my cousin who's 4 years older than me, she was a thin girl, and she had what she used to call like chicken legs, right? Because I used to have the big calves and thighs, and she said, Christy, I wish I could have your thighs, and I wish I could have your calves. And in exchange, I'm like, I wish I could have your weight, like a flat stomach, you know? So I remember, she's 18 and I'm 14, and we're shopping, because me and her, you know, we were best buddies and all this other stuff. We would go shopping, and she was a size zero, and I, at 14, 13, 14, had to go to a size 6'7", 5'6", 7". And I used to be like, well, how is it that she's 18 and she's a size zero, and I'm 12, I'm 13, 14, and I can't even be a size zero. I have to jump to a size 5. So that also had to play it. And not that my cousin saw me fat and ugly, nothing. You know, she didn't see me that way. She saw me as her. But you see, me growing up, because I saw myself as I'm different, and I saw myself that I wasn't my cousin, I felt that there was something wrong with me and my body, because she, I was like, we're four years apart. How are you a size zero? And I'm not even a size zero, and I'm 14 years old, you know? So that also, I think, played a role, a part of it, because I kept comparing a lot of myself to my cousin. As family, I was always the gorda. So like anything, I used to be like everything was food. So it's like, you know, if I was depressed, I would jump to food. If I was, you know, if something was wrong, I would jump to food. And when people saw me like eating, they'll be like, oh my God, like what's wrong with you? And So that played a role in it. I remember also one time my grandfather even calling me like a fat bitch. He's my grandfather,
Yeah.
but he said something too, that really hurt me. So, we don't realize how in our childhood has a lot of the effect of how it is when we become adults. And I had to, like, when in my teenage years, I went through a lot of the comparison game. I went through a lot of why am I thick and my friends are not? How are my friends so sexy and so beautiful and I am not that,
That's what brought
And
on my complejo, the family. You know what I'm saying? And at the age of 18, when I was already with my husband, I was starting to feel sexy. So I wanted to try out like thongs. And I remember like having to hide them in my room. And I believe my mother found one day. And one day she like threw in my face nonchalantly. She saw something and she was like, I don't know how fat girls could wear that. And I just looked at her. I looked at her because I knew at that point it was something that she was going through. And she was just trying to put it on me. Like she had an insecurity that she wanted to throw on me. And you know what I did, Christy? I looked at her and I, and at 18 years old, mind you, and having my husband as that guiding force to be like, girl, you're beautiful. I looked at her and I said, well, if they make it their size, then it's meant for them.
Nice.
And she
And
just
you see,
looked
not
at
a lot
me
of
and she didn't
people.
like it.
And not a lot of people are able to do that. You know what I mean? Because they feel like if they say something because of their weight, someone's gonna attack them back. And it's good for you for actually even saying that, because I don't even think I was able. No, I'll be honest. Like, it's not until recently I actually spoke to my mom about my own body positivity and self-love stuff. And I'm 31, but my mother never really. I'll be honest, like I can't remember if my mom ever said anything about my weight. Maybe they said, like, oh, Christy, you took this. Maybe they said something, but I just don't remember. Because thin in my family, now I'm Honduran, so thin in my family is like you have to be thin to be good. And now that I'm talking about this, like I remember one time I was with Louis. I was like 17, 18 years old, and one of my aunts said to me, you always have to work out and make sure that you look good for your husband. And I'm like, what? And basically, she's a
Some
skinny woman.
bullshit.
So, and she kind of like put, yeah. And I'm like, and I think that also had an effect on how I viewed myself, because I'm like, I'm not thin. I've never been thin. I've never been a size zero and I've never been a size
Because the
two.
theory
I've
is,
always had,
Christy, sorry, the theory is that to keep a man, you gotta fucking be skinny. And that's some bullshit. I have a huge problem with that
It
shit.
is. Oh yeah,
How the
me
fuck does
too.
she say
And
that? Oh, in order to, who fucking
exactly.
says that? God damn.
Yes. So I remember her saying that. And then, so of course, I used to question. Now I've been with Louis for 15 years. So I used to question my marriage and I used to question how he viewed me, because I used to tell him, like, dude, like, how do you love this? Like, honestly, even after two kids, I would say, how do you love this? Like, I have stretch marks. I have cellulite. I'm a big girl. Like, how do you love this? And my husband will always tell me, like, Christy, I don't see all the wrong that
Oh,
you see.
yes. Oh,
You
gosh, I like
understand?
him.
And yeah. And he's like, I don't see that. And I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, how the hell you don't see that? Like,
Because he loves you for you and he doesn't love you for your exterior. He sounds just like my husband, Christy.
Exactly. But you see, I didn't get that too.
Wow.
I didn't really get that until I started really focusing on doing the healing and really focusing on self-development and all that other stuff. But doing internal healing to see me as the woman that I want to see myself as. You understand? And people don't like to talk about that. Like, I personally feel like you have to go through your own healing journey to overcome all those obstacles and all that shit that's holding you back, all those things that people have told you that you are
Right.
not really, because you're really not. It's really all fake. You understand? You have to kind of heal yourself. And it's not until I started taking that journey that has led me to change my mindset on the way I view a lot of things. So, like, I had to freaking like dig deep and dig hard and really go, what is hurting me? What is this pain? And what can I do to change it? You know what I mean? I had to do that for myself and for my sake, because honestly, Eileen, like my mind was just going through so much. My heart was hurting consistently and I hated that feeling. I hated going to the fitting room and looking at myself as disgusting. And I'm like, how is it that I feel so disgusting, but yeah, there's a plus size woman in a swimsuit right now with a two piece, and she's so confident. How? But the thing is that it's all in the mindset, and it's all the way that you view yourself that has to change every single day, right? And you have to be honest with yourself and commit to yourself in order to go through this self-love journey and really love your body just the way it is. But you have to commit.
So
to
did that mindset happen right after you had your son?
Oh yeah, it actually happened during my son. So so when I was pregnant with Mariano, I decided that I was gonna continue running with my pregnancy. Yeah, sure enough, I started continuing running. And I remember being 7 months pregnant, and I'm running Central Park because all my races were in Central Park. So I'm running in Central Park, and I have this belly out there, 7 months pregnant. And it's a 4 mile race, and I'm running. And I'm like, wow, I feel good. Like, this feels good. Like, I'm like, wow, my body feels good. I could just remember, like, I was running today. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I remember I passed mile one. I passed mile two. I'm reaching mile three. It was just a 4 mile race. And I'm like, oh my goodness, did my body just run 3 miles just now? And something said to me, like, hell yeah, dude, you better continue because you're almost at the finish line. And I felt like I reached the finish line, and my family was there. My husband and my two kids were there. And I also met this other pregnant woman. Happens to be that I saw this pregnant woman almost at the finish line, and she had run too. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how are you feeling? I said to her, she goes, oh, I feel great. She goes, how about you? I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, I feel amazing. And I think since that day, something said to me, look at the power of your body, even through pregnancy, what it can do. And things started switching from there. And I remember, like if it was yesterday, me telling myself every single day, body, you're amazing. And that's how things started to shift for me. Is when I started talking to my body, like if she... like she's literally right in front of me. You understand?
I feel you,
so
girl.
I would tell her, like, body, you're beautiful. Body, you're amazing. Body, you know, and I would repeat that stuff to myself. I would repeat that every single day. Every time I would work out, and even when the days I didn't work out during my pregnancy, I would say that to my body every single day. Now, right after birth, as you know, your body just goes from a belly to it's dark, and you see
stop
the
right
stretch
there,
marks.
You know what, this pisses me off. And then, like, you have people like, for instance, like the princess who gave birth, and she's out there. Like, people don't realize that, like you said, the transformation our body goes through. So I remember having my, I think it was my second son, and my younger brother, of course, he didn't know any better. I mean, shit, he was 19, but whatever. And he said to me, "Wow, you still look like you're pregnant." And I'm like,
oh yeah, I've gotten
shit.
That before.
Like, gosh, like, didn't your mama teach you not to say nothing? You know, I'm holding the baby. Like, and you telling me I still look like I'm pregnant? Like, I can't wait till your wife has a baby now. So let's see what you're going to say to your wife. These are things that stick with you. And people don't realize
the
shit that, you know, you just carried a baby for 9 months.
Yes, and people expect for you to go right back, and that's the thing. And this is what I wanted to say: like, people expect for you to go right back to what pre-baby weight was. Now, I never went back to pre-baby weight right away. You understand? Not even through my two pregnancies right before my son, and not after my son. I did not go back to pre-baby weight. But what I did differently in my third pregnancy around, what I did differently after I gave birth, is that I remember I was full naked in front of the mirror in the bathroom in the hospital. And I looked at my body and I said, wow, you're powerful. I told her just like that. Wow. And I said that to her because I needed her to know that we have that connection. You understand? Because what I did differently in this pregnancy and what I did to my pregnancy, what was it like in 2006? In 2006, right after birth, I looked at myself in disgust. And I didn't want that anymore. I didn't want to have that feeling. So you see the two differences in 2006.
The mindset.
The mindset, exactly. And in 2015, I looked at my body and said, wow, you're powerful. You just gave birth, dude. You know? And I would give myself a tap in the back or a high five. Like, literally, a high five. And I needed to do that because I know what it is when people will tell me, and it still happened after having my son, people will go, oh my goodness, like you didn't go back, you didn't go back to your pre-baby weight. Are you still working out and all that other stuff? Because I know that I knew it was gonna happen because especially within family, but I also had to remind myself the power of my body and how beautiful she is, regardless of what those people say. And you see, that's the mindset game that we have to learn of how to work with, because it's so easy to fall into that negative trap, and it's so easy to fucking doubt yourself and to go back into those old feelings of, oh my goodness, I'm ugly, and oh my goodness, I look horrible again. It's so easy to fall in that negativity, and it's why you have to focus on the positivity of yourself, and you got to remind yourself, because it's the only way that you're going to uplift you. No one else is going to uplift you but yourself. Amen. So I had to continuously do that through my pregnancy, through even after my pregnancy, even with my son, even being a mother of a newborn and being a mother of a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, I believe she was. So I had to do that because people expect you to go right back into pre-baby weight. And that didn't happen for me. I actually gained more weight after my son, you know?
You stopped giving two shits. So when I had my first son, I remember my mother-in-law one day, she ended up staying with us. I totally regretted that shit. Mm-hmm. She said, ay, tú tenías que poner una faja. You had to put like a...
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm like, no, she did not. Right? Oh, this is the mm-hmm. reason why your stomach is sagging. Where the second time around, I took control. I said, she's not coming. I said, mm-hmm. I don't want your mother around. I don't need any negativity. And when I had my second mm-hmm. son, I didn't wear the faja for the first one. And I wasn't damn well willing to faja for the second one. I had a C-section.
Yeah.
I was not letting that faja push into that scar. I'm like, fuck mm-hmm. that shit. I had two children. I'm proud of those children. And I'm not letting yep. anybody get to my head. So whoever says that I should wear faja, get the hell out my house.
Exactly. And I was told that too. I was told the same thing, like, oh, you know, you got to wear a faja. I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'm good at where I'm at. You understand? And I'm happy of what the hell I just gave birth to a baby. Like, do you not know how that, what exactly. that takes?
They don't get it, man. I mean? They really, really don't get it.
Yeah, they don't. And this is why, like, I tell women all the time, like, you know, it's all in the mindset. You know what I mean? It's all in how you view yourself. You cannot ever let other people tell you on how you should really like love yourself or how you should like, you know, look, because that's the problem. We're so focused on what social media has out there, on, you know, the right angle, the right this. Show your freaking flaws. Like, who cares? Honestly, because at the end of the day, when people actually see you, they're going to see the flaws that you know, and then they're not even flaws. They're going to see who you right. really are. You know what I mean?
And they're going to make assumptions anyway. So it doesn't even fucking matter.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. So, like, you know, it's really all in the mindset. And like, see, and, you know, with seeing all my curves when I kind of birthed it, you know, I put it out there. I started seeing all my curves with really of a vision of having women come together and share, you know, and beginning their journey on self-love and body positivity. I started it with that. Like, I visioned the community of women coming together and really loving themselves and really embracing their body and really showing this world that we can love ourselves no matter what size, no matter what shape we are, because there is such a big, like, I don't know, stigmatism of how you should really look
and that
like
fat is
when
bad.
You reach a certain
and that
age.
Fat is bad.
Yes.
Where, yes. Let's turn the yes. tables a little bit too, Christy. A lot of mm-hmm. the slim girls do have complexes too, complejos, and a lot of times,
yes, they
you know,
do.
I hate when people say to them, oh girl, you skinny, you don't have nothing to worry about, you know what I'm saying? But you don't know what that person yeah. is going through in their mindset.
Exactly. And I have met a lot of women and through all different sizes and shapes, skinny girls and you know, and that's an over skinny girls, whatever it is that you want to call it, because they're just regular women to me. They're hurting. You'd be surprised how the girls who are called skinny are just as hurting as much as the girls who are not so skinny, who are thick, who are plus size. Like, you know what I mean? And it's because, again, like, we hold this expectation mm-hmm. of what should be beautiful and what is considered better than others, you know? And it's why I kind of started CEO of my curves, because it's like, Can we come together as women and really fucking and really love mm-hmm. ourselves just the way they are and really change this mindset from positive to negative? You know what? I mean, from negative to positive. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. From negative to positive. Like, can we change this mindset? So CEO My Curves, you know, I currently, like, currently I have currently hold the workshop. Like, I currently have a workshop coming up this this mm-hmm. Wednesday, December 5th. So in my workshops, we do that inner healing because that's, again, it's something that nobody wants to talk about. You understand? Nobody wants to talk about the hurting, all the stuff that we hold within ourselves, that's the weight that is holding us down to be this woman that we're about, that we want to be.
And those are one of my questions. How is the workshop? Mm-hmm. What does the workshop mm-hmm. entail? Tell us. And why should yes. we go? What are we going to get from it? Tell
us. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I love these questions. Yeah. So, in CEO My Curves, I have two parts. I have the self-love and I have the body positivity. So the first one is really focusing on self-love, and it's how you view yourself, comparing yourself to another woman, letting go of all the shit that is holding you down, honestly. And what I mean by holding you down is words, comparing, hate words, all that other stuff. And what we do as women that come together, we come together and we not only discuss, but we do the inner work in terms of writing down this shit and really letting it go. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because you'd be surprised of how much of words and actions and past stuff has
baggage.
Been still hurting us today. Yes, shit. That baggage. That is still holding us to in today, it's affecting of how we're viewing ourselves. And because at the end of the day, and this is what I realized throughout my journey, and as you could hear from my story, even though my husband loved me, I didn't love mm-hmm. myself. You understand? And it's not until I started taking that love journey for me that the stuff started to mm-hmm. shift. You understand? My husband could love me all I want. I wanted my husband to love me. But really, this love that I was wanting for wasn't really for my husband. It was really for myself. So within my workshop, we do a lot of the inner healing. Is it intense? Yes, it is. I'll be honest. Like, it's intense because you're committing to mm-hmm. yourself. You understand? And in the sense of you are saying yes to you, you're taking your power back. That's what it is. You know what I mean? And I'm showing you as the woman that you are, the power that's in within you. The second part is the body positivity, is where we really fucking, like, we do our own catwalk. You know, we have fun, we dance and all this other stuff. But you will see how beautiful you are even around being different women in all shapes and sizes. You know what I mean? We do like different things within the body work. Within the body positivity segment, as well as we do some things in the self-love, but everything comes together because the purpose of it is so that when you walk out of this workshop, it's for you to know the power that's in you, the beauty that you have, regardless of size, to continue to loving yourself and to focus on you, you know, and to focus on really that self-love journey, you know, and you leave out of there with a tribe of sisterhood that's supporting you on your journey. You meet so many amazing women. You know, we come together as a sisterhood, you know, and, you know, it's CEO My Curves is growing a little by little. I also have, I'm actually about to launch even Love Your Body Academy for wow. CEO My Curves. Yes.
So many girls need you, Christy. So many girls and women need you. You know, my 18-year-old self really needed a friend like you, especially when I was going through the issue where, you know, of course, like you said, my then boyfriend, now husband, could have said he loved me, but you need that strong support group, and that's what you're creating. Yeah. And so many girls need you in their lives at the age of 18. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That teenage year where your body starts making those weird changes and you don't know how to embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, I get it. And it's why I started it. And it's why I have the academy that's going to be launching soon, because we need to continue on that self-healing part. You mm-hmm. understand? And we need to really focus on ourselves. You know, it's like in the plane, you know, when you're about to board mm-hmm. a plane, it tells you, you know, put the mask first and then put it on your family. It's the same thing for any mother, for any woman out there that's listening, and any mm-hmm. men, honestly, men, you know, you have to take care of yourself first, mentally and physically, before you even take care of everyone else around you. You know, we can consistently give and give and give and give and give and give. But if you're not focusing on yourself, you better be sure that you're going to start, you start pushing yourself down, and then you kind of lose yourself. Then you go into different stages in your life that you're like, wait, what happened all these years? You know, so this is what CEO My Curves does. It's like, it really shows you the power within you. It shows you that powerful woman that you are, and show up as you, the real you, you know? And
I'm glad you say about men, because now I find that my husband sometimes will say, oh, you know, I'm not the same person you met when I was 18. My husband was 150 pounds and now he's, you know, bigger. But I look at him and I tell him the same way you said to me. I said, I love you any size. So men do go through it as well. And sometimes I'm like, I'll look at him and I'll be like, you sound like me. And he's like, well, men go through it too. So I'm glad you said that, Christy.
Yes, men go through it. And I realized that when I was doing my own health, my own healing, I realized that how my husband and many other people, many men I've known, like, the more I started showing up, believe it or not, like, not only women were actually messaging me, so were men.
Wow.
and it happens to be friends of mine that were like, Christine, you need to speak to the men too. And I'm like, well, take whatever you can relate to and put it for yourself, right? Because I'm not a man. So I was, for a point, I was like, I'm not a man, so I can't relate to you. But I kind of forgot too that men go through their own journey. And that's something as women that we need to understand. As much as you're going through your journey, you don't understand what men are going through either. And the thing is that a lot of men are too afraid to speak up, and a lot of men are too afraid to share insecurities, because they're so taught that they have to show their macho, their ego side, their pride side, and not show their weakness. And us women, we need to kind of have, you know, you want compassion for yourself, awesome, but we also need to show compassion to that man too, because you don't know what they're going through, you understand? And we kind of forget that. So yeah, like, men do go through their journey, men do go through their own insecurities, just like us, you know. And we need to, you know, the more that we show up, it kind of gives men to that permission, believe it or not, to show up as well and to share what they're going through, you know. So
I think that's what's so important too, is that I think now you see a shift where men, I heard not too long ago, you know, men marry women, right? And they're marrying them and they don't want them to change. But in all reality, we all change and we all evolve.
Yeah, we do.
And I think men are starting to see that, you know what? If I'm with this woman or I married this woman, it's because I absolutely love her. Her body may change. She may go through a disability. Something might happen. But a real vow that you take for somebody is through better and worse, for richer, for poor, for sickness and in health. And I think that's the sad thing, is that when many get married, they don't get married for the right reasons. But now I'm seeing a shift in men where they're realizing that shit changes. And shit's not always going to be the same. And guess what? It's okay because I love you for who you are and not what you look like.
Exactly.
So now that you've exuberated all this confidence, right, I want to get into this whole catwalk, the real catwalk. Girl, let me tell you. So I had no goddamn clue what you was doing, right? And I was scrolling through my Instagram yesterday and I see you come up and I'm like, oh, what happened? Christy forgot her outfit at home. I'm like, what's going on with my Christy? Wait, hold on. And then it clicked. I'm like, it makes perfect fucking sense. She puts out there for us to love our bodies. And my girl is in the middle of Times Square, half naked, in the goddamn cold. Now, let me tell you this. As a Latina, right, I'm very, like, although I'm big and bold, girl, but with my body, I'm very conservative. Even when I was, you know, thinner, I never showed much. I've always been tetona, big breasts, and I never ever showed my cleavage. And it's funny, because when I go into Lane Bryant, the girls be like, girl, you got all that cleavage, you need to show. No, boo-boo. I said, it's only for my husband, right? So here's this, like, I commend you. Yo, I admire you, because I would never be able to do that. Okay, first. Second, Christy, it was goddamn near cold, boo-boo. Holy shit. And then you were strutting and you had that big smile. Christy, tell me about this real catwalk. I want to know everything. Don't leave nothing out.
No, I will. I will. So honestly, like, I just saw it. I'll be honest, like 2 weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving, I saw this post on Instagram. I even forgot who posted it about the real catwalk. I'm like, oh, this sounds interesting. And someone, who was it? I forgot. But they said, if you want to join, you could join. And I ended up clicking somewhere and it lead me to Christiana. I don't think I'm saying her name right, but the founder of The Real Catwalk is Christiana, something like that. And she was on the episode, actually, of America's Next Top Model.
What?
I believe it was episode 24 or something. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't remember, but I do follow Christiana. So Christiana is actually, she was a model with America's Next Top Model. And what it is that she created this catwalk, and it started last year. So she created this catwalk in the middle of Times Square to promote body positivity for all genders, transgender, lesbians, you know, women, men, for anyone, mom, kids, anyone. And they basically had a post that said, if you want to join, please reach out. So sure enough, my risky challenge self was like, I was like, maybe I should do this.
And maybe like, that shit was meant for you, girl. I had Christy Osorio written all over that shit. Go ahead.
So I was like, maybe I should do this. And it's so funny because I asked my husband, like, so I just put my name in for a catwalk. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, I don't know either, but it looks fun. And he's like, okay, Christy, but what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. It's something about modeling in the middle of Times Square. And he's like, modeling what? And I was like, lingerie? And he was like, are you crazy? And I was like, not yet. I was like, not yet.
I love it.
And he was like, I was like, not yet. I don't think I am. And then, so anyways, they posted.
Wait, so rewind. Wait, Christy. So when he said, when he was like, are you crazy? Like, were there like, Christy, no, you're not doing it. Because I don't know about you, Christy, but if my husband tells you not to do something, I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So what would you say?
He was like, at first he was like, Christy, what exactly did you sign yourself up for? And I was like, I'll be honest, babe, like, I don't know, but apparently it's like lingerie or swimsuits or something. And he was like, well, you're not doing it. And I was like, oh, well, okay. I said, if you say so. But little did he know that I was still doing it, right? But after I let him like calm down a little bit, and I kind of reminded him, like, oh, by the way, I'm actually going to be in New York December 1st. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing that runway thing that you said, like, I'm crazy about. So. Yeah, so it was so funny, and he kind of forgot about it. Like, I guess he was like, okay, this girl's crazy. There she goes with something else crazy that she's about to do. And a couple of days before the event, like, I'm looking at pictures, and, you know, I'm in this group chat about what's expected and what's going to happen and all this other stuff. I told my husband, I was like, oh, by the way, I said, we had sponsors, like, we had Swimsuits for All. Mm-hmm. They were sponsoring some of the stuff. And I was like, oh my God, babe. I was like, this is like actually like a real deal. Like, this is like a catwalk. Like, this is like awesome. I was like,
she's selling it to him.
Yeah, I know, I am. And then I'm like, you know, I'm going to be modeling. Oh my goodness. I was like, this is amazing, right? And so I kind of like, yeah, I kind of like sold it to him. And he's like, okay, Christy. And like, I think he was still like in denial what the hell I was doing. And I remember I bought my own lingerie at Aerie and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy, I want it to be in the holiday theme.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I went to Aerie and I showed him a picture. I was like, hey, what do you think of this? And he was like, oh, that looks beautiful. He goes, but what's that for?
Oh, shit.
I was like, this is for the catwalk. Did you kind of forget? He goes, hold on. What are you wearing? And what are you doing? It was so funny. And then he was like, are you wearing a thong or a panty? I was like, I'm wearing a panty. And he's like, he said to me, he goes, oh, you better. He goes, because you're crazy like that. You won't walk in a thong in the middle of Times Square. And I'm like, oh my God, I love how you just know me so well. I was like, but I'm not wearing a thong. Not this time. I said, maybe next year. And he was like, Christy, please, you're going to fucking give me a heart attack with all the shit that you do. And I was like, oh, yeah, babe. So, but after having conversation with him, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, the reason why I am doing this, the reason why I am doing this walk is to stand for every woman. And it's to stand for every young girl that feels that she's not enough. For the mother that feels like, you know, she's not beautiful yes. enough right now. For that woman right now who doesn't feel confident, who feels insecure, for that young girl that's been called fat or ugly, whatever that is, like, this is why I'm standing. So Lewis knows behind the purpose about it. But yeah, I kind of had to like weigh him in a little bit and like, you know, and kind of like prepare him.
How about your children? What did your children say? Were you worried about any backlash from your family?
Yes, I actually was. So honestly, like, my sister and my husband was the first one I told. I actually told my kids a couple of days before the walk. Mm-hmm. I said, guys, there's something I want to share with you. And, you know, because I was like, I'm going to be all over social media. Like, I don't, and not my kids are not in social media, mm-hmm. but they will see that one day. So, you know, so I said to them, I was like, I told my girls, because my girls are old enough that they understand. I said, guys, on Saturday, I'm going to be at a catwalk in New York City. And they're like, I was like, I'm going to be modeling. They're like, oh, mom, that looks cool. And they're like, what is it about? And I said, well, it's about body positivity and I'm going to be in lingerie. And they were so excited. They're like, oh my goodness, mom, you know, you're going to be a model. And I was like, yeah, you know, so they kind of at me up, but they understand the reason why, because I explained it mm-hmm. to them. I broke the news to my mother and she was really supportive of it.
Wow.
And yeah, like, my parents are very supportive of the work that I do. My father's really confused at what I do, but he understands. And I receive backlash? Yeah, I received a couple of backlash already. And
do you mind saying, like, any listeners?
Oh, some family. Some family members. And yes, some listeners already. That they're like, oh, you know, I can't believe that you did that, whatever. And because I'm at a point in my life that I don't listen to negativity absolutely. As much.
Yep. Yo, I'm you so understand? Proud of you, Christy.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so happy to call you a friend. And I have such admiration for you.
Thank you. So, you know, and the thing is that it's not for them to understand right. why I'm doing it. The people who do understand, they will continue to support and continue to spread love on me. Like, earlier today, I was crying on my Instagram, and it's because, like, you know, like, I just received so much love aside from the negativity. I received so much love. And I tell women, like, you know, I stand up for all of you because I know that feeling of feeling depressed. I know that feeling of being in the fitting room and not loving yourself. I know the feeling of having a spouse and you asking your spouse, like, why are you with me? You understand? Like, I know that feeling. I know that feeling after being a mother, after giving birth and your body goes through all these changes. I've gone through weight loss and weight gain. You know what I mean? I've gone through that. But it's all about, this is a reminder to you that you are beautiful, regardless of the stretch marks, the cellulite and everything. And just know every single day how beautiful and amazing you are, how powerful you are. And that, you know what, when you stand in something and you believe in, you don't care about the negativity, you continue going, you know? Even like yesterday in Times Square, there were people there actually laughing at us. But you know what?
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was. Believe it or not, like, there was people. And even women itself.
That's disgusting.
Right? Yeah. But you know, we can't change that because they don't understand. But the people that were there, the men, the transgender people, the you know, everyone that were there, men and women, women in wheelchair, they were there to make a stand. And I was so happy to be a part of that. Like, I was still crying this morning. Even when I texted, I was like, oh my God, I've been crying. Because it's like, I can't believe I did this, you know? And will I do it again? Yes, I will definitely do it again. I actually even want to, you know, I've been inspired to even create my own stuff.
You should. You definitely should make that a part of your. What I want to tell you is, Christy, mm-hmm. is that I think that those people who laugh or try to bring you down is because they're so insecure in themselves that they cannot see themselves do it. Because let me tell you this. So I know you know that I'm on my journey to bariatric surgery. Yes, and I had this one person who said something to the effect like, well, my husband really doesn't want me to do it. And I said, no, it's your body. You do it. So was my husband at the beginning was like, Aline, why are you going to do that? You don't need that. Mm-hmm. And I said, but I want to do it.
Yes.
So a lot of women, they can't stand up to their husbands because their husbands have contaminated their brain so much and run their show that they can't stick up for it. You know what I'm saying? And so they go with the flow. You understand? Because their husbands, some men don't want to see their women at a different state because then it starts to pose a red flag like, oh, shit. I'm going to use them. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Where my husband's so confident that my husband's like, you do whatever you feel you want
to
do.
Yeah. And that's what's needed. Like, and I tell women, I want people to know, listeners to know, like, like we all with when it comes to self-love, you're gonna see, you're gonna want more changes for yourself,
right?
Right, and you're gonna want more positive changes because that's it's like addicting. Like you don't want no negativity. You want more positive stuff. So, like for me, I want to talk about my fitness really quick, and then I want to talk about what you just said.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I am a runner and all this other stuff. 6 months ago, I actually did a race. It was a 200-mile race, but with 12 girls. And we ran through Lancaster to the Pocono Mountains.
Wow.
And I was at, I believe, like, I don't really weigh myself, but I was like 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I was at one of my, you know, I wasn't in the stage that I wanted to be in. But again, this is an up and down journey. It's not going to be all positive 24/7. Mm-hmm. You do have your moments. In June, I knew for a fact that I wasn't performing in the fitness level that I know I'm capable of. And you know your body. You know what you want. Like your body literally tells you when, you know, what she wants from you. Like she tells you. Like she kind of speaks to you. Believe it or not, she does. You know, because she's in you.
Mm-hmm.
So my body kept telling me, like, you're not performing at the ability that you can, and you're not eating the way that you should. Now, I recently got a coach for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I knew my relationship with food wasn't its best. And I knew at that time in June, I kept going back to my old habits and kind of starving myself to get to my goals, right? Obviously, starving yourself is not the way it should go. But every now and then, you kind of have to be aware, and you have to kind of be aware of yourself and check in with yourself. And I knew that. And I said, oh no, this has to change. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a coach because there's goals that I want to reach for 2019, and there's things that I want to do, but I need to fuel my body better than how I'm fueling it now.
Mm-hmm.
And things have shifted. You understand? Like my body feels good and all that other stuff, and it feels amazing and it feels beautiful. But I had to remind myself and my body, like, we're doing this change because of the goals that we want to reach and things that we want to change. And just because, you know, and there's nothing wrong with the way that you are, nothing. But you, when your body is telling you, hey, eat healthier, or hey, this create this change, listen to her because she knows more of what she wants from you than what you know what you want from you. You understand? And in my fitness, like people think that because I'm eating healthier or I'm working out much more that it's going back to skinny. No, it's because my body is asking this for me. My body's like, Christy, you know what? You could run faster. Give it a go. You know what I mean? You know you want to build muscle. Let's start building it. Mm-hmm. You know you want to eat better. Let's start doing it. So what I'm saying is that listen to your body and what she wants, especially when it comes to fitness. When it comes to fitness, people view it, don't think about just being skinny. Think about it of how it's going to make you feel.
Right.
You know? If your body, you know, like your body, like after a workout, you feel freaking amazing. Even if it's just a walk, it doesn't matter. But do what makes you feel good and do what makes your body feel good. And always remind yourself, I am doing this because it makes my body feel good. Again, it goes back in the mindset. I'm doing this because it makes me feel good. I'm doing this because it makes me feel sexy. I want to feel more fucking beautiful. You know what I mean? And it's for you. Remember that anything that you do for you, it's for you.
Right.
And what I tell women, whether they go through surgery or not, I do not care personally, Eileen. And this is something that people don't want to say because we want to shame even those that do plastic surgery, all this other stuff. I do not care. I do not care. I'm not here to tell you what you should do with your body. But what I will tell you this is remind yourself now, love yourself now more, and remind yourself, I love your body. And I love you because we're going to commit to these changes and we're going to create more beautiful changes for ourselves. You see, there's a difference because the thing you like, and I told you this, I went through a transformation of losing over 50 pounds
right.
And I was still stuck in that. You understand? And we need to, and I didn't want to be stuck in that anymore. So now when I'm going through my changes of eating healthier, of working out, I tell my body, what are we going to do today? And you know what? We're going to love ourselves because whatever we're doing today, we're going to freaking rock it. You understand? So I tell women, like, love your body now and continuously love your body, even when it's going through that transformation. Because guess what? She's doing this journey with you, regardless. She's doing this journey with you. You understand? I had a friend recently that got surgery And she was kind of shy to tell me. And I said to her, I was like, why are you shy? She goes, oh, Christine, because, you know, you promote this stuff. I was like, girl, did you love yourself then? She goes, yes. I'm like, okay, you did this for you. I mean, it's not for me. I'm like, just love her. Love your body, because guess what? Right now, she's going through a healing process, and you need to continuously love her. And we need to remember that. Continues to love your body. You know what I mean? Regardless of how she looks today, continuously to love your body, even when you're going through those changes of whatever transformation that you're going through.
Gosh, Christy, I mean, you are like, you are like the mother unicorn of all friends. I'm telling you. So you're right about the fact that you have your I went onto your website and you have like you have services. What do you offer? What can you tell the listeners that you offer on that site? Because you're selling a lot. So tell us.
Oh, yes, definitely. So soon, very soon, I'm going to be, okay, so right now on the site, there is actually the workshop that I'm
December
having
5th.
On December 5th.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I actually started my own stationery line.
You go, girl.
And it's called The Badass Powerful
Holy
Woman.
Shit.
Yes, and it's the wall 2019 wall calendar. So I love wall calendars because mm-hmm. I feel like we need to be more organized. Mm-hmm. And I love it that, you know what? It's a calendar with monthly affirmations, mm-hmm. and it's to remind you of the power within you, the beauty within mm-hmm. you. So, and kind of, I'm a big stationery person, so I had decided to create my own stationery line, and the wall calendar is one of like my biggest things right now, as well as a mug to go with it, mm-hmm. just to remind you the badass, powerful woman that you are. Mm-hmm. And mugs for CEO of my curves. Now that's the online store. Personally, I also do one-on-one coaching. So I do one-on-one coaching for two things. One on self-love mm-hmm. and loving your body. So it's a six-week program on really focusing in the healing part on self-love and continuing your journey through self-love. And really, I'll show you on how to focus on changing the mindset and really healing yourself from all those wounds that's been holding mm-hmm. you down. From there, people have transformed into turning their passion into mm-hmm. a purpose, showing women on how to build businesses and how to focus on how to really, there's a lot of women out there that have all these passions and they just don't know what to do or how to go. I'm here to coach them through. So I have my two main programs online. My online programs is one that I am really mm-hmm. working on because I really feel you want to go into your passion and purpose, awesome, but let's also work on the self-love, because I think when you pour love on you, everything else just flows as you should. So I have those two programs currently going on right now. I have amazing people in it, and I'm really excited about it all the time. I'm really excited to see women rise. That's my number one goal, to see women rise, not only on loving yourself, loving your body, but really getting really out of your comfort zone and doing things that people like you would have never thought that you would have been doing. Because it's time for us to really create a community of women and seeing each other rise to the top and being these amazing women that we're meant to be in this world and making changes.
You're doing
for this
an
world.
Amazing job. What would you like to tell girls who idolize someone like Cardi B, who I didn't know till the other day that she had like butt injections. She had like, has fake breasts. Who, you know, mm-hmm. who have gotten, you know, their ass, their culo, their sandals done.
Yes.
How I know you said that you don't care what people do as long as they, but what would you say to like a young girl who idolizes women like this, mm-hmm. Coming mm-hmm. from your perspective, what would you say?
Yeah, I would definitely tell all the young girls and even women today, love the fuck. Gonna say both. Love the fuck out of yourself now. Now, more than ever, stop looking at everybody else and what they're doing and how they're focusing on their body, and love your body the way it is now. Love yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and remind yourself the wonderful woman that you see right in front of you. That's what's more important than anything else and what anyone else Amen. Is doing.
You know what bothers me even more is like when people are on their health mm-hmm. kid journey, like,
you see them mm-hmm. start like trying to push you. So like if they start eating healthy, they're like, yes. oh, do this and do that. And I'm like, dude, you know, don't push your stuff on other people.
Yes.
You know, that pisses yes, me the don't. Hell off. Like if I want to eat, yes. if I want to eat a piece of chocolate cake, I'm going to eat it. And if I want to have a salad yes. that night, I'm going to eat it. But I'm not going to post it and be like, this is what you should be eating. Like, that's just so wrong.
Yes. Yes. No, it is. And you see, and it's why I used to be those type of people that would like try to push, but it's like, you can't want change for others if they don't right. want it. You understand? So I had to come into terms like, hey, listen, everybody wants to get healthy and fit, but I could definitely inspire someone out there. So it's why, it goes back in the mindset. And it's like, don't judge yourself and do not compare yourself to others.
Right.
You understand? It's what I tell people, you know, and this is what I love about self-love. I'll be really honest. When I started really, really when I really started loving my body now, and I really love me of who I am, it's like, I just want more of me to be, you know what I mean? More of me to be out there, I wanted more of me, better. I wanted to like better myself. So like, I'll be posting soon my transformation in terms of what it is to eating healthy. But the thing is that I love myself now and I love myself then, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and people don't get that, you know? People think that it's because of the weight loss or what, or your body's changing. No, you need to understand something. The more that you love yourself, the more that you expect from you. And it's good expectations.
Right.
Right. So just honestly, like, do what you know is right for you. Don't listen to, you know, yes, maybe take advice. If it's aligned with you, if that advice aligns with you, go ahead. If any of this message aligns with you, take what's best for you. But honestly, like, do what you think is best for you and do what you think is best for your body. Mm-hmm. And just remember, it starts with the mindset. Continuously to love yourself now through any journey that you're going to take your body through, love her and continuously to love her now and even throughout the journey. Don't just love her when you created a change. Love her now so that when that change is there and whatever you want, guess what? You look back and go, wow, look at my growth, how much I've loved her. But she wanted more of me, and I decided to
do it for all the right reasons. I mean, with bariatric exactly. surgery, I mean, I've considered it, and it won't be my mm-hmm. end all be all. It would just be a tool,
mm-hmm.
you know? So a lot of people want to see this transformation, but that's not what I want. I'm not trying to, just trying to use it as a tool. So that's excellent, excellent advice. Do you consider yourself a mommy teacher? How so?
Oh, I do. I do. I do. I really think I do because as a mom, so I've been a mom for 12 years, right? And I'm still learning. We're all still learning. And I think as a mommy teacher, the way I consider myself is really just showing my kids on really to love and to really be themselves. Right? I hope that
yes,
answers.
No. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
To self-confidence. I mean, it's basically aligns with what you do every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, not to care about what other
amen.
People think
Can
of
I get
you.
An amen.
You know, yes, amen. I think that's been my number one goal. Obviously we can't stop the negativity from this world, but we can continuously to show up to this world as ourselves, and really show this world who we are by standing up for whatever it is that you believe in and going after whatever it is that you love. As you guys can see, I love self-love. I love body positivity. And I try to make sure that I teach my kids to continuously to love themselves regardless of their size and weight, but really, even if they're goofy and even if they're nerdy and even if they're loud, whatever that is, to just show up as you, you know? So
totally answers my question. Yeah. Christy, uh-huh. So we've come to the conclusion of our podcast
Yay!
Episode.
Oh my God.
And I just want to thank you. I mean, I think that you're freaking amazing. I always thought
you
were freaking amazing. I'm so proud and happy I met you. I thank you for being here with me and just sharing and allowing me to share my story with you. Where can the listeners find you? Well, how can we support you? Tell us.
Yes. Honestly, okay, so you can find me on Instagram, on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm Christy Osoria, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Osoria. And on Facebook as well. I also have CEO of My Curves page, both on Instagram and on Facebook. You could definitely follow me. You can always email me. I always love to hear from you guys. I also have my podcast, The Christy Osorio Show, as well as for any women.
Not just the podcast. Out there. It's an amazing podcast, girl.
Yeah. Thank Go ahead. You. For any women, I also do a weekly spotlight. And Eileen, I definitely would love for you to share your story.
Thank you so much.
What I do is in the weekly spotlight on CEO My Curves, I feature women. All you have to do is just share a photo of you and share with us how did you start your self-love journey and how are you loving your body today? And we share that story with so many women so women can see that we all, you know, we're all different shapes and sizes, but we could definitely love ourselves and our body. And we spread the message to young girls as well. So you can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook, email me, my podcast. And tag me, whatever it is that you like, just tag me. And I'm always here to speak with anyone who wants to like chit chat with me or work with
I
me.
I will be applying for that because I want to highlight because yes. I really want to share my story. And yes. I don't know if you heard me silently in the background, girl, you had me crying. So thank you so much. No. Yeah, I mean, but it was a good cry. I feel like this was like a therapy session. Yeah. This was like a body positivity, self-love session. So, Christy, I'm forever grateful for you for taking your time. I wish you the best success ever because I know you will do amazing. And hopefully when you become even bigger, you'll come back to visit us again.
Oh, I will. I will anytime. Anytime you want me.
Thank you, my BX girl. I'll be talking to you soon, mama. Say bye to the listeners.
Definitely. Bye, guys. Thank you
again. Bye, honey. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, there you have it. Thank you so much for tuning in this week on this episode. I will be releasing another episode possibly Tuesday or Thursday. So I just wanted to put that in there. So don't forget to subscribe because once you subscribe, you will know when that episode drops. I'm eternally grateful for you hanging with me another week. I greatly appreciate you. You do not go unnoticed and unrecognized. I respond to everyone who sends me a DM. So listen, link up with me. Let me know what's up. And don't forget to follow us on Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and show me some love. Share it. As I said, subscribe, tweet it out. If you want to come and chill with me and we could talk, we could do that too. And stay tuned to a next episode that will be dropping this week. Have an amazing week and we'll be chilling soon.